Okay, good evening, everyone. I would like to begin now discussing halachos that pertain to opening various types of food packages on Shabbos. And there are a number of different varieties, if you will. And there are various malachos that are potentially involved. And we'll try to go through different situations, different examples, and maybe, you know, try to make it explain enough that it should be understandable. But mostly try to get to halacha lemaisa. As in every area, there are differences of opinions amongst Gedolei HaPoskim. So we'll try to present a balanced presentation, and but of course it's going to be tilted to the way what I understand and the way I think things should be done. Okay, that having been said, let's first talk about opening for the first time bottles that have a twist cap, the soda bottles and the like, that have a cap where you twist off, and when you twist it off, there's a ring attached to the bottle of the cap which breaks off and enables you to properly open the bottle. Either breaks off, or sometimes on the metal caps just breaks apart. It doesn't actually break off, but it breaks into pieces, separate pieces. It slits around, you know, in a few places around the circumference of it, and then you're able to get the cap off. So when it comes to these types of bottle caps with the ring on the bottom, so certainly let's begin with the ones that are metal. The metal are less common now. You know, soda bottles don't have metal ones. They have plastic ones now for many years, but we still have the metal ones on some grape juice bottles and other types of foods. When it comes to the metal ones, so many, many posts can hold that is an absolutely usher to open that for the first time on Shabbos. There's a long list of poskim, including many of the Gedolei HaPoskim, Gedolei Hador even, over the last couple of Doros, who hold that opening such a cap on Shabbos is an Isser D'Oraisa. And it's the Isser D'Oraisa of Asiyas Keli, of creating a Keli, meaning you're making the cap into a Keli by making it into a usable cap. Because the way the cap is, Al Kapanim, at the very least with the metal cap, when it's on the bottle, so what they do is they place it onto the bottle and they fashion shape and they crimp it on. They crimp it onto the bottle in a way that it's not really usable as a cap. Meaning to say, even if you were able to get it off the bottle without breaking the ring, let's say you smash the bottle. Of course, you can't do that on Shabbos anyway. That's not the point. Just trying to illustrate. Even if you smashed the bottle and pulled out all the glass and emptied out the cap and the ring is still intact, it's not usable as a cap for that size bottle, as long as the ring is on. The ring has got to go. It's got to break in order to be able to put it on and off of a bottle. And now, maybe you could fit it onto a bottle with a smaller neck, if there'd be such a thing, but it's not going to fit exactly. It's not meant for that. It's not going to seal it properly. But to use it as a proper cap, the way it's designed to be for these types of bottles, is impossible without breaking the ring. Therefore, by breaking the ring, that is called asiyas keli. You are making the cap into a keli, and that's an Isser, according to many, an Isser D'Oraisa, an Isser Torah on Shabbos. Now, most of the poskim who are of that inclination, of that, who hold of that shita, say the same thing is true even with the more common caps, which are plastic, the ones that we have now on many of the bottles, on almost all the soda and seltzer bottles, which are plastic, but still have a ring that breaks off when you take it off. Most of the poskim that asa the metal, asa the plastic as well. And for the same reason, that it's considered asiyas keli. It is noteworthy that Hagayin Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who was one of the first to come out and explicitly state that opening the metal caps is an Issa Gomer, he said, however, that the plastic ones is not us. The plastic were not us at all. Now, two main reasons. One, that the plastic ones, he said, they don't crimp them. Means they don't make the cap any smaller once it's on the bottle. So the cap, if you could get it off, you could get it back on without breaking the ring. He said you could even get it off if you try hard enough to pry it off. But certainly, if it was off, like I illustrated before, if you somehow took the bottle out from within the cap, the cap would be usable without breaking the ring, he said. Number two, he said the ring is clearly a separate piece. The ring on the plastic ones, it doesn't look the same as the cap. Usually the cap would have ridges, would have vertical lines all through its rear. I think they do it that way probably so that you could grip it better, or it has some sort of a gripping device around it. You know, it's indented in a way that it's easy to grip and turn. Whereas the ring is not that way. The ring is a smooth piece of plastic, which is clearly and visibly noticeably different than the cap. And therefore, it's never considered a part of the cap. It was always considered a separate item, which is just attached to the cap, and it's not a sin to break it off. That's where Shlomo Zalman held. There is a big discussion in Poskim if his opinion changed or would have changed based on the certain differences in the actual production and creation of these bottles. And there is those that say that certainly the second svara, the second reason to permit it, doesn't apply anymore in many cases, in many of the bottles. In many of the companies, the ring and the cap are identical. They look exactly the same. And so there's a big shaila. Some say that it makes no difference, or Shlomo Zalman would still say it's mutter. Some say he wouldn't. But either way, many gedolim never agreed with the distinctions he drew. And they always said that the plastic is usher. Moshe Zatzal held that way. I heard this from Shmuel first, and it's also in print in the name of David Feinstein that his father held, and of others that Rav Moshe held that even the plastic are usher. And many other gedolim hold this way. Many of them are not mechalik between the plastic and the metal. So really, the proper hanhaga is not to open those on Shabbos. Not the metal, not the plastic. I will mention that there are mechilim even amongst very chashuv poskim, and it comes out that two of the great poskim who the Sfaradish Olam typically follow, Rav Avadi Yosef and Rav Ben Zion Avishol Zichronim Levracha, they both held it was mutter. They both held, the best of my knowledge, both the metal, Rav Ben Zion Avishol, I heard for sure held that way, and I believe Rav Avadi as well, even in terms of the metal, that they're both okay, that they're mutter, that there's no isser involved. There are different svaras. I guess it's really not the forum now to go into what the reasons for their heter was. That's for a different type of shear. But I do want to explain that it has nothing to do with Ashkenazi or Sephardi halacha. Happens to be that two of the great Sephardish poskim disagreed with Rav Shlomo Zalman and with the other osrim, and they held its mutter. So yes, many, many Sephardish yidden will follow their psakim, and they are there. They are the ones that they look up to as their gedolim, as much as we look up to, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman, as we meaning Ashkenazim, look up to Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe and Rav Yashiv, etc. So these two gedolim from the Sfarish world holds mutter, but it's inherently not a mach. It's not like it has something to do with the psak of the Mechaber versus the psak of the Ramah. It's not that. So really, and in fact, I heard this from a chashuv Sfarish Rav that he said, Rav Ben Zion Avishol said, it's mutter for everyone. It's mutter for Ashkenazim also. It has nothing to do with Ashkenazi Sfarad. He held it's totally mutter, and he held there's no reason for an Ashkenazi to be machber. By the same token, Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe and others would hold it's totally usher, and there's no reason for even a Sfaradi to be mekel. Okay, so I'm just presenting that the two of the Sfaradish gedolim held is mutter, but I do want it to be clear that it has nothing to do with Sfaradi Ashkenazi per se. Okay, now, well, so you say, well, what about making a hole in the cap? So if you make a hole in the cap, even on Shabbos, a large enough hole that it really affects the usage, the cap is not practical as a cover anymore. Even if, you know, even when you once you break the ring and put it back on, it will not be a practical cover. The soda would leak out if the bottle was lying down or turned. It doesn't keep in the carbonation. It's not a practical cover anymore. If you make such a big hole, then it's okay. Now, and to make a hole like that, you could do if you take something sharp, but you can't break through any letters or words, at least. Again, according to Ashkenazim, it's usher to break through any letters or words. So you'd have to be able to find a clear spot. And then if you could do that, that would be okay. And then once you do that, you could open the cap normally. You could open by breaking the ring. The best Eitzah is open it before Shabbos. Chazal say, Kol Ameichem Be'erev Shabbos, Yochel B'Shabbos. If you're prepared before Shabbos, you'll be able to eat on Shabbos. They were talking about, you know, if you cook your food before Shabbos, bake your challah, cook your chicken, make your challah before Shabbos, then you could eat on Shabbos, otherwise not. So we'll apply it to something like this, which, according to many, many Gedolei HaPoskim, is an Isser Gomer, Isser Dorais, to open on Shabbos. So open it before Shabbos, and then reclose it. You're worried the carbonation is going to escape. Reclose it before Shabbos. Close it tight. I'm pretty sure that if you open it once before Shabbos and immediately close it, it could stay quite a while. Certainly through a Shabbos, certainly many days. But as soon as you buy it, open it and close it right away tightly. It'll stay quite carbonated and quite fresh and quite, you know, l'chatchila, if you do that. If you don't like that, so before Shabbos, you could also cut off the ring. Take a knife and just cut off the ring already so that it's not attached. And then it's okay to open. You're not making your keli anymore when you're opening if you're not breaking the ring off. Now, there's also a device they've come up with that you could actually pull the whole thing off with the ring intact. I know there is such a device, and okay, if you have that. But otherwise, simply opening before Shabbos. And this way you'll have your soda without worry. If you forgot to do it before Shabbos, so, okay, you may want to use the eitzah of making a hole in it. If you really want the soda, make a large hole in it. And best is then discard the cap, use another cap. But that would be the best thing. But otherwise, it's best to do without it. Even if it's mavata, a little bit of your Arik Shabbos is going to be compromised upon. It's worth it. It's worth it for the zehirus b'hilchos Shabbos not to do something. If you find yourself unable to make a hole, or unwilling, or whatever, to make a hole, so do without it, Shabbos. Don't ask somebody else to open it. Do without it on Shabbos, and next Shabbos you'll probably remember to open it before Shabbos. Okay, that is today's presentation. I understand some people might find this mechudesh, but this is more universally accepted than some of the other things that I'll probably be saying in the upcoming days. In the meantime, have a wonderful evening and be well.
Thank you, Rabbi.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.